Track 4 and news stories. Checking in with traders in their temporary home. It has been 6 months since Newton Abbott's temporary market opened in the market square, and traders are expressing concerns about lack of footfall. Newton Abbott's temporary indoor market officially opened in October 2024. Around 6 months later, and traders have expressed their concerns about the drop in trade, with some saying their takings are down by more than half. I'd have 25 jobs in a day before. Now I might get 5. It's really quiet, says Colette Paver of Pins and Needles Sewing Alterations. It is a shame. People just don't come through the door. It's not that the council haven't done stuff for us. They've rehomed us. But the general public just aren't coming in. We are taking things a week at a time at the moment. Saturdays sometimes get a bit busy, but it's not enough. Everybody is a bit flat. It's not clear how many traders will move into the new market hall once the refurbishment work is completed next year, but several expressed concern that the rents will be too expensive. Moreover, the Mid Devon Advertiser also heard concerns from traders about the lack of space they say they will have should they choose to move back into the market hall. Diane Smith of Newton Phone Repairs said takings were down by more than half compared to the same time last year. What frustrates me, having been going for nearly 20 years, and I have done the High Street and the Market Square, everywhere. It's a void, Diane said. I don't know what it is with the market square, but it is a void. We can't even get the buskers to come to the square. I don't know what you can do to improve that. Diane says she does not plan to move back into the market hall once the work is finished, as she says she won't have enough space, having instead to find a shop. If I don't get a shop, I'll have to drop. I don't want to because I love the market feel. Though trying not to be negative, Jim Ashford of Ashford's Fruit and Veg said that his customer count was down. A typical Wednesday would see 200 plus customers, but it has been closer to 140 since moving into the former post office building. Kept afloat by its regulars, the long-standing fruit and veg supplier has recently started doing deliveries to the local area. The redevelopment of the market hall will be completed by the middle of 2026, the council have said. In the meantime, Newton Abbott's traders will be at the temporary market hall 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Mondays to Saturdays.
Volunteers pick up 15 bags of rubbish. A group of 20 volunteers collected 15 black bags worth of rubbish during a litter pick in Kingstainton. The 15 adults and 5 under-12s gathered in the community hall in preparation for ridding the town's paths of rubbish. All the volunteers had received guidance before the day. They were given a health and safety briefing and were kitted out with high visibility vests, gloves, litter pick kits and maps showing the specific locations where they were asked to collect the litter. Community litter pick volunteers are specifically advised that roads with no pavement, roads with a speed limit of above 30 miles an hour, and roads near watercourses cannot be litter picked to ensure their safety. Mayor of Kingstainton, Councillor Bron Peart, Councillors Dave Rippin and Julie Scargill also joined in the event. And volunteers returned to the community hall at 4 o'clock, with a total of 15 black bin bags of litter. They handed in their kits and, after washing hands, gladly enjoyed a sit-down, a slice of cake or a donut, and a hot drink or a cold refreshment. Kingstainton Town Council's events officer, Bex Hooper, thanked everybody for volunteering and taking part in the spring community litter pick, and she hoped they'd enjoyed being out and about in the sunshine at the same time as receiving appreciative comments from other residents who would pass them by. Kingstainton Town Council carries out this event in line with the Keep Britain Tidy Great British Spring Clean campaign. and Teignbridge District Council then collected the bags of litter for disposal. And the next community litter pick is scheduled to take place during the morning hours of 10 o'clock to noon on Saturday, October the 4th. And there's a photograph of the litter pickers out in force.
Non-toxic algae layer appears on Town Brook. Non-toxic algae is responsible for a layer of unattractive scum seen on the brook in Dawlish. The algae has accumulated at the bottom end of the watercourse through the town by the viaduct. Onlookers have expressed concern about the recent appearance of the brown substance, which has piled up against the temporary mesh fencing. Town Councillor Scott Williams, one of the founder members of the Wade group set up to clean up the brook, explained, "It's actually algal bloom of the Physostis, a common non-toxic algae formed in British coastal waters when temperatures are warmer and there's more sunlight. Algal blooms are a natural part of water ecology, and when they accumulate more so in the early summer, they produce clouds of frog spawn-like colonies which look like little drops of oil in the water. They coincide with the fish spawning, which is egg-laying." Town Councillor Rosie Dawson said the netting was in place temporarily to prevent the recently hatched black swan cygnets from being swept out to sea. This is slowing the usual wash through of the surface algae. Wade, Waterways Around Dawlish Environment, was set up last year following concerns about the appearance of the brook. A group of volunteers is now looking after the watercourse, from Tuxgut Plot and York Gardens to Manor Gardens. Wade's efforts will be curtailed slightly as the Environment Agency's salmon breeding season has started and it runs until June the 15th. The close season is important to the spawning and recovery of many of our river fish species, giving them the best chance to access the right habitat and breed successfully. As the temperatures slowly climb, the different species will start to reproduce, repopulating the waters for years to come.
Church ready to celebrate 50th anniversary. A church in Newton Abbot is celebrating its 50th anniversary on Saturday. April marks 50 years since Sheldon Road Methodist Church opened its doors. The milestone will be marked by a rededication service led by Reverend Malcolm Benton at 3 p.m. on Saturday, April the 5th. The short service will be followed by an afternoon tea party. Back in the 1970s, when the Buckland Estate was being built, there was no church in the vicinity. The closest Methodist churches were in Newton Abbot proper. A double-decker bus would be sent to Buckland to bring children down to Sunday school. And it's thought that the land on which Sheldon Road Methodist Church was built was bought off the council for just £1.
Close to 10,000 EHCPs for SEND children in Devon. Devon County Council, DCC, maintains close to 10,000 education, health and CLARE PANS, that's EHCPs, a Freedom of Information request has revealed. There are 969 where the child has a postcode within the South Hams area. An EHC plan is for children and young people aged up to 25 who need more support than is available through the Ordinary Available Inclusive Provision to support special educational needs in their mainstream nursery, school or college. It is a legal document that sets out a child or young person education, health and care needs and the additional support required. Special educational needs and disabilities can affect a child, a young person's ability to learn compared to other children of young people of the same age.